We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Chav Ches, the halachas of a chayla on Shabbos, Sif Yud Tes, the bottom of page 330, Kaf Samachim Beis, says the Mechaber, chayla she'im ha'sekana, a sick person that there's no danger to his life, muta b'bishuli en yudim, is permitted in what was cooked by a non-Jew. Says Mishbur Sekat Samachim, muta b'bishuli en yudim, permitted in what was cooked by a non-Jew, but even though other rabbinic prohibitions forbidden for a sick person that there's no danger to his life to eat and to drink, continue to daf kof samach bav sim kof samach kof nun hey shani bishul and yehudim bishul akam, as it's called, the cooking from a non-Jew is different. It's not an intrinsic prohibited entity. It's a gezeira. And also the sick person makes a bracha on it, because he's eating it permissibly. Mash initial Matzah Shabbos. Now, whatever remains from Matzah Shabbos that the non-Jew had cooked for him, also for luchel atzmas, forbidden for the sick person himself. Because then you could have it cooked for him through a Jew. And the vessels that we use when the non-Jew cooked, have to be kashered, have to be purified. Even earthenware vessels, which generally cannot be kashered. Since its primary prohibition is only rabbinic, it's sufficient. You boil it in hot water three times. Now, but you have it after the fact. In bishul boy, if you cook with it without hagala, without kashering, a majority of the cooked dish opposite the bli is the taste from the absorbed taste of what was cooked by the non-Jew, mutter, that's permitted. Yes, Mikil, now those who are leaning, the interior of the extra klal does not have to be kashered at all. And whoever relies on them, leaning kalim, regarding the vessel, shabishl behem, that was cooked for them, lochayla, for a sick person, b'shabbos and Shabbos, lohifsid, does not lose out, which the Sharatina's memal says, because anyways, Ramah is soysim over the lake, Ramah, that even for a healthy person is permitted, because it does not have even on this the name of bishul akam. And that's also pinned in the Kodesh Kessel over there. Although the Maisa, one should not be lenient, as it says, Shabbos writes within the name of Menachem, that we hold like this, like the Taz, but Al-Kapam, regarding the vessels, there is what to rely on them, and that's something from the Chayyad. Sivchav, Ein Noistim Yain, as it continued to Rav Kursam Arbav, we don't place wine, the Torcha Oyen, into the eye, for medicinal purpose, and Velitnag Arbav, and to put on top of the eye, in Pesach, Vesagra Ayin, if you're opening and closing the eye, also that's forbidden. Now, the main Pesach, if you're not opening and closing, then mutter, then it's permitted. But very tuffel, and this lukewarm spit, afal al gabav, even on top, is also forbidden. The mukha musa lufu of it, because it's obvious that why you're doing this is for medicinal purposes. Sivkan samach dal. So he said that you're not allowed to place wine, latoicha oyin, into the eye. Why? The chalmili do lefuka, anything that's for a medicinal treatment. Gazer Rabban, the rabbis made a decree not to do mishum shchigis amamun, because you might come to grind the herbs, which is the malach of the rice of teichin, in your process of making the medicine, sivkan samachay, and to put on top of the eye, in pesach b'chul, if you open and closing it, that's forbidden. And the reason why you open and closing it is shikan satecha, that it should enter inside. Does muchamilsa then, obviously, for why is doing it for medicinal purposes? Sivkan samachbav. Now, if you're not opening and closing, then mutter is permitted, because we say lechitzav amud avid. Says Rashi that he's just doing it for like he's washing himself. Now, currently, where the custom is not to wash yourself with wine, so said Asert, says Magid Ram and other Achaim, that then it's actually going to be forbidden. Sivkan Zamach Zayin, and Reik Tavel, which what's Reik Tavel? Culturally, Tom Kul Mishenair. Anytime you didn't taste anything since you woke up, Shulchazik, which is very strong, and it's obvious that you're doing it for medicinal purposes because there is some a medicinal element in these such a strong spit in the morning, and you're putting that even on top, that's forbidden. Because the lechitza, if you think it's just to wash yourself, moisture, that's disgusting. The merichit spit b'mayim, if someone washes out his mouth with water, and then he takes it and he passes it on, over his eyes, that's permitted, by Reich, even though it's some spit is mixed inside of it. Because I mean, and then we say lechitza of it, he's doing it to wash himself. Now, if he cannot open his eyes, then you could make it moist with some of this spit, the morning spit. Because the injured refuah, so that's not refuah. That's simply because he wants to be able to open up his eyes. And he doesn't have any water. Sivchaval. Shayra Adam Kidloyrim Meir of Shabbos. The person could soak Kidloyrim from before Shabbos. and they put on top of the eye on Shabbos. Shein in there, Eller Kreitz, because it only looks like as if he's coming to wash it. This is only if he doesn't close and open up. I'm not concerned about grinding the herbs. The Kimish lady did a little shayz nail marav Shabbos because since they didn't permit but to soak it only from before Shabbos. In Kekeret, there's already a sign, a recognition for the person, similar to like what we have with a blech. It's just it shows us that to take pause. Sivkat and Samaches, what's this kilayrin? Bedavka bekiler tzol. That's specifically this medicine that's clear. Shows near kareches, then it looks like you're washing. But avo and it's thick. Us, it's a binyan kamesh kusav a simration days. Sif hey, which the dirsh 71 brings that there he explains it's forbidden to do this from a concern that you might come to smooth it. And then put it from before Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch writes over there that's permitted. And even though it's going to remain on there on Shabbos, and through that's going to heal, as Mishra writes over there. So we call it Samach Tes. And B'lech Hashim B'chulu. And we said that as long as you're not Ametz HaPasach, and then B'lech Hashim B'chulu, then I can turn because of Shkid Samaman, because he's a hacker. But Shlem, what he wants to say is that Hu HaYideya, he knows, the Refu Kavit, that he's doing it for Refuah, Ava Bekin, even so, the day for him, there's a sign. And the matzach l'shreis ma'ariv Shabbos, and the fact that the chacham required him to soak it from before Shabbos, so we're not concerned now he's going to come to grind. He's going to remind him. And the matzach, you have to say the hotel lichash shubis sivchav. The reason why they weren't concerned is sivchav mishum hu atzmai for himself. Shani hasam, there it's different. The kibin shederek lechatz b'yayin tayin like ba'alma, since it's normal to wash with wine for just pleasure. Lakach like a mishum chashash klav. Therefore, there's no concern at all. You don't do the bus for retreatment. So then the person himself needs a sign, says the Oyla Shabbos and the Tosef Shabbos. And therefore, as long as you have to take this kilayrin and soak it from before Shabbos, then it's going to serve as a reminder. And we're not concerned for shchigis and man. Sivchav Beis. Mavirin Gilde Amaka. You could remove the scabs of the wound. And you could smear it with oil, but not with fat. Because it dissolves, it liquefies. And even at the end of the wound, the lekel itzar, where it's only just pain, sure, it's still permitted. You cannot put on it oil and hot water that are mixed together. Not on top of a bandage to put on it. But he puts it out of where the wound is, and then it drips and goes down inside. Says Mishbur Sivkat Ayin. So you can remove the scabs and Sachanai, so you can smear it with oil. Because in their times, it was the way of even healthy people, that they would anoint oil. So it's not evident that he's doing it for medicinal purpose. Then Medina Sinai regarding our country. It's logical to the Gemara Makkah that when it's the end of the wound, come in the Sinai, Shar B'Shem, and then also in our country is permitted in oil. Because that would be considered, not for treatment. Sivkon Ayin Alf, Avalib Echel, but not with fats. What then Zimnegizim Hashem, and your courage, if the oil is congealed, the Dome Lechel, then similar to fats in that you're liquefying, you're creating from the solid into a liquid. That's the Mordechai Peg by Metim. Siv cotton iron days. I said you could do this with oil, even by the Gemara Makkah. The like it's Sarah Elatani Ba'amu. There's no pain. It's just for pleasure. He says Kain Sarachlem. That's the way the word should say. Right? Someone who means to say is after Bebehema Aser. Even though that for an animal for Bebehema Shem Tani Ba'amu, just for pleasure. Like we see later on, Besim Shalom and Beis Habeis. If Allah even so, but Ad Mishari by person permitted, and therefore it's not a problem. But you don't put oil with hot water mixed together on it. Because then it's going to be obvious that it's being done for food purposes. If they're and yachad, they mix together. But just hot water, sounds like from the Mark the Shard that's permitted, like when it's just oil. And can't put it on the cloth to put on it. Even just hot water itself, that's not recognizable as for refuah, gamkin aser, it's also forbidden mishum mischita because of squeezing out of the liquid. But just oil itself, they weren't geyser. They didn't keep it b'shemen. I mean, the schit is a few things. One is when you soak something, but also there's no when you're squeezing it out. But there's no laundering with oil. So there's no concern with the fabric getting soaked with the oil. Sivkan ayin vav, and so we said you can't put it on the meich lit noyel leha to put that on the wound. What then simply is. Truthfully, even if the bandage was already on the wound, it would still be forbidden to put in that oil and hot water, or just hot water itself, again, for the same reason of schita. Which Shara Tzinais Membav says, that's from the Gemara, look over there. And the reason is also because of schita, and the verse that I wrote, that by this is also forbidden even by just hot water itself. But you can put it out of where the mark is, and then it drips down the side of it. Then says Rashi, then it's not obviously doing it for refuah purposes. If he's according to this, I've been saying even in our country, it's not normal to anoint with oil. It would also be permitted doing it in this type of way.
Sivchov Gimel, nice and swig. You place a sponge, v'chatichas begad mibeishim. And pieces of dry garments, chadashim, and new ones, shein l'refuah, that not for healing, elikadosh l'isutu habagad mesamaka, just so that the garment should not scrape against the wound. Abalei shon, not old ones, shein merabim, because they heal. When we say these shanim shalei nitnum elam alamaka, old ones that were never placed before on the wound. Abnoi kvar alamaka, but if it already was on the wound, afalei shanim shalei, then even old ones are permitted to shem in the merabim, because then they don't heal anymore. Says Mishpul Sivkot, Nayin Ches, that and new ones that are not for a fuah that you could put on. That he writes, this new one's like not going on the sponge. Even if it's old, it's permitted because they don't heal. Not like the tour, but that's a written El Yab. The sponge does heal. Maybe the intent of the chabah, but there is rakas v'glach only on a moist sponge. Tzorchin requires further analysis. But it's a dich, it's pushing it. Then most definitely the tent of the Torah is also on a dry sponge, but it's old, as obvious over here explicitly in his words that he holds that it's healing. But as the case of Machab that quotes his words, logically that also his intent is also in such a situation. Sivchav Dalet. Noisn Allah al Gabi Makab Shabbos. One can put a leaf on a wound on Shabbos. Shein Elam Makib Shabbos. It's just like protecting it. Chutz Me'al Gifan makes up a grape leaf, Shem Lerfu, because they're healing. You cannot put a gemi, some type of a plant on the wound. It's like a gummy where it heals, says the tour. All heals are okay. Chutz me'al-gifon, except grape leaves. The wood and something is sure. All the ma'idum shemerabim, all other leaves that are known that they're healing would be a problem. Sivkot and pei gemi v'chulu. The Rama said you can't put these gemi, these types of rubber plants. I'm Beli Rabba. Look at Rabba the Mitzad that he's inclined. The ain't chilik begemi. There's no difference between a gemi reed being lach liyavish, whether it's moist or dry. That sounds like beagra. And shemak over there. I'm Shabbos kopit beit beriash di maschal shakoil. That sounds like whether the gemi yavish, a dry gemi. Mukta nami habits also mukta. But you could say dochamayr here's too much achinu lekachma b'yem. They're prepared for this from before Shabbos. Rav Alachi Aser, and therefore they were saying that even so, since it's for refuah, that's going to be prohibited. Bir alacha, the b'maschil. Actually, no, that's next to some of the deer shoes. Dish number 66. Something that's forbidden for eating because of mukta, kvege and chuvis is inclined. That's forbidden to give it to a sick person. That there's no sakana to eat it, and chaznish is inclined that would be permitted. Because like we're talking about regarding bishul akam, that is drabana is permitted. Dishon number 68. In Shin Yud Ches, Mishmur writes that a non-Jew that cooked for a sick person on Shabbos is permitted to have benefit from that cooked dish on Matzah Shabbos right away, because since the non-Jew cooked it beheter, and also the food did not become forbidden because of Bishul Akam. So, Shabbos Shabbos answers, he says, the words of Mishmur over there are explained the words of the Ramah, that he writes over there that the Tavshal is forbidden on Shabbos. Sounds like from his words that Matzah Shabbos is permitted. And that's how it explains in the Ramah, in your day, some Kupitud Gimel, that the Tavshal is Mutah Matzah Shabbos, even for a healthy person, like the opinion of the Ra'ah that's put in the Beis over there that permits in such a situation. But over here, the Mishmur writes, it's forbidden because that's how he holds the Halacha, and that's like the opinion of the Taz, in your day, within the Pri Chodesh, and the Bri Akor, that they pass on like the Rashba that says forbidden. The Shain Halachas answered that here's Tumah Baichayla Shein Baisakana, whereas over there's Tumah Baichayla Shesh Baisakana. That's what Rav Bosner answers, and Shain Halachas also answers that here's Tumah, where he didn't cook for specifically for the sick person. Rather, they bring him Bishul Akam that's cooked from beforehand, and that's the difference. Just number 69. This is the Mishbura in Sivkon Chavbeis that by eye illness there's a Sekhanis Nefesh and permits Mechal Shabbos, even by Melech HaDeiraisa. Shein Halach explains that here's Tumah at the end of the Chayli, as he wrote previously in Sivkon Chavdal. In such a situation, the illness already was weakened and there's no danger. Dish number 70. Even if it's not recognizable that the spittle is Reg Tafel, like straight from the morning spittle, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that he's not allowed to put on the eye because since he knows that this is for refuah, and also that since it's recognizable that it's not water but spit, everyone understands that it's not for achitza, and it's logical that it's Reg Tafel, which is only meant for medicinal purposes. Edition number 72. We said that for him there's a hecker that he had to soak the kilurim from before Shabbos, if it's permitted. The reason for this recognition, Tribusik is Meshur writes, that the way of placing the kilurim is to soak it in water close to the time when you put it onto the eye. And the soaking is permitted on Shabbos. However, they would geyser to soak it in the water from before Shabbos. So through that, he'll remember not to do refuah on Shabbos. And more than that, in such a situation, it's considered as if he started to put on the eye already from before Shabbos. And he has them for this reason. This heter does not apply only but by kilurin or by different types of medicines that you have to mix it into food or beverage itself when you're taking it. But since the beginning of the taking of the refuah and the preparing for utility was in the Erev Shabbos, he allowed to take it even on Shabbos. But by other medications, such a heker, such a recognition would not be affected. Chavis Mechaz Yitzchak writes that someone is in a lot of pain, he can rely on the heter of mixing the medication and the food from before Shabbos. And similar like this, the Chavis Shevi Levi writes, it's possibly lenient mixing the medication and food even on Shabbos, at least for a chel Hashem B'Sakana. Ms. Grelz is instructed that if he mixes the medication from before Shabbos, it's not recognizable in the food. You'll have to take it also for a healthy person that knows that's mixed in the medication into the food. Dish number 73, to anoint one's hands with oil so that the skin doesn't dry up. And Ms. Grelz holds it's permitted because it's not obviously doing it for refuah. To anoint babies on Shabbos with oil, baby oil, and Ms. Grelz holds it's permitted because that's the norm in our places, even and even for the needs of their refuah, it's permitted. Dish number 75, regarding smearing a cream that people are particular that should only get absorbed into the body because that's the way it heals. So in Sefer Das Taira explains that you're allowed to do that at least for Chol Hashem HaSekana if his intent is that the cream should get absorbed into the skin. Chubas Mechaz Yitzchak writes that there's no problem about memarech, about smoothing, and you're allowed to do this for a sick person that there's no danger to his life, what's called Chol Hashem HaSekana, but he's very sick, he has to lay down. But if it's not particular that it should get absorbed all the cream, that it shouldn't remain any of it visible, then it's vulnerable to come to Chashash Malach HaDareis, and that's what the Pindim Shalom Mazam. A cream that comes out from a tube in a straight line, for example, comes through a small hole by pushing, this girl's holes, by using that, that's not a problem about marach, about smoothing it, because the one who's using that tube is not intending for the form that's coming out when he's using the cream, but if he wants it to be that straight line, then that would be a problem about mamarach, about smoothing it out. Dershu number 76. Old garments in today's times that are not utilized for refuah, but some holds that it's logical that one could be lenient to bandage an injury. On the other hand, Chavis Mechaz Yitzchak writes not to be lenient regarding this, only regarding a baby child, because since he has a lechel shem esakana, also because it's normal that they wrap the baby in garments and diapers, so that's considered like him, like derech briyim, and that's not considered as a derech of refuah.